Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. After his conviction, his resignation, the Minister for Small and Medium-Sized Businesses, Alain Griset, resigns after being sentenced today to 6 months in prison for incomplete or false declaration of his financial situation. Alain Griset appealed the court's decision. Emmanuel Macron is currently in Vichy, where he warns against any manipulation of history, an allusion to the controversy launched by Éric Zemmour when the now presidential candidate had, a few weeks ago, claimed that Marshal Pétain had saved French Jews. A new vaccine adapted to the Omicron variant could be marketed as early as March by Pfizer-BioNTech. The two groups nevertheless specify that their current vaccine remains effective against the new variant, but after 3 doses. Meanwhile, France bans dancing in bars and restaurants for 4 weeks starting tomorrow, and nightclubs will shut down until January 6th. The government promises nightclub owners a substantial compensation with the support of fixed costs. And a knife attack project was foiled by the DGSI. 2 radicalized men were arrested at the end of November in the Paris region, then indicted and convicted for terrorism. They had planned to kill passersby before Christmas and die as martyrs. Several frequented places had been targeted, including shopping centers, universities, and even crowded streets. And after the United States and Australia, the United Kingdom in turn decides on a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics. No member of the government will go there to protest against human rights abuses in China, in particular against the Uyghur Muslim minority. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.